Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
Take.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Jake. Say Rob Beckett.
Rob Beckett.
Jake. Say Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done.
There we go.
That was a nice one, wasn't it?
It is
quite grown up voice.
Slightly windy.
I don't want to be the guy that moans about sound quality because I've got a bit of a past. You know, yeah. I mean, I've done episodes in basically glass containers that have been wrecked. So I can't really complain about the listeners.
So you can't throw stones.
No, not at all. I think this is okay. I'm doing this from my living room and I've not done that before, and I'll explain why. It's sort of peak parent in hell stress in my house at the moment, which we'll get on to. Who was that, Josh?
You're not gonna fucking believe this.
What?
You know, I'm stressed.
Yeah, I'd say...
Oh, for fuck's sake, Siri, come on.
I'd say you started this episode the most stressed I've seen you in...
In
ever.
6 months?
Probably, yeah, if not more.
Yeah, I deleted the email with the name of the person using the bottom bit of my hand when I picked up my phone to read it.
Okay, so we don't know who that was.
I can't emphasise this enough. The iPhone's ability to just delete an email at one touch is fucking stupid.
But, Josh, we absolutely love the Apple Pay. Let's not forget that.
We love Apple Pay. Don't get me wrong. But how many times... deleting an email on one touch...
I agree.
..at the bottom of a phone where you'd pick it up normally...
And then you go looking like...
fucking insane.
And you go and look in the bin and it's not there. And then I've had a thing called archive. Who do you think I am? A fucking librarian?
Yeah, I'm not archiving a fucking email about my taxi times. I need it now. Do you know what I mean?
You're quite stressed, Josh. I feel a bit on the edge, but you're making me feel better.
I can't believe it deletes emails like that. Michael, what's the name of the people? Could you send it to me again? I'll do it at the end. I'll pick it up to end the episode.
Do you want to say please as well, Josh, or just keep shouting at him?
I don't. I'm just shouting at myself, Rob. I'm shouting at the world.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Why are you wearing a blazer in your own house?
I'm not wearing a blazer.
Or jacket. Why aren't you hot?
Because I have only literally just come in.
It's so hot today. It's a hot day. I'm wearing shorts and T-shirt.
I know, but I was in an air-conditioned studio and then an air-conditioned car.
Right, okay, fair enough. Like the Jetsons, you are.
Did they take on too much work as well?
Well, tell us why are you a bit stressed? Well, let's get the listener. Can you email it to me, Michael, and I'll read out who it is. If you don't mind, please, Michael.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Thanks, mate.
Fuck off.
Just because you're a bit tired doesn't mean you can forget your P's and Q's.
I'm not just a bit tired. I'm in a really bad state.
Okay, well, let's not get bogged down by that. You okay? Seriously, though, you're right.
Yeah, fine.
Shall I read out the email and then we'll get back to why you're a bit tired?
Yeah.
Okay.
While you read this out, I'm going to use it as 20 seconds to try and just have a bit of headspace.
Right, okay. Well, you do that.
So if I don't banter on it, I do apologise.
Okay, well, I'll do some solo banter and you just quickly meditate. This is me asking my nephew Jake to say your names. We came to see you at the O2 in April and we returned today to climb the O2. That's really fun, by the way.
And that's why it's so windy.
Oh, they were doing it while they climbed the O2, probably. Look at you, you're straight back in it, absolutely professional.
Sorry, straight out of the meditation.
Straight out of the meditation, into this. I reckon I could have dealt with that on my own, Josh. You should have took five. Anyway, I returned to climb at the O2, and we did this recording whilst at the top, hence windy. Correct. Although neither of us have children, we both love listening to the podcast. Claire, aged 619 months, and Jake, 229 months. There we go. Thank you very much.
There you go. Love it. Have you climbed to the top of the O2?
Yes, I have. I loved it. Brilliant.
Metaphorically, career-wise.
But I'd argue sometimes you can get to the top of the O2, but you still feel like you're at the bottom.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, that's good. Because it's not as still on top as you expect. There's not the serenity and the stillness.
No, but I have literally climbed it and sold it out, so sue me. Who's done both? Me. And loads of other people,
loads
I imagine.
Really,
I think there's loads of other people who just can't be bothered to climb up the O2.
I don't reckon Prince climbed it. I can't imagine.
He's not
going to
now, is he? So
no, he's
that's a little
not.
Thing I've got over Prince. Yeah, I have done the O2. It is a quite a good little trip, that, climbing the O2. Because yeah. what it's done is it's bouncy. And I've climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I love climbing. Ooh. I'm a climber.
You love climbing.
Now, Josh, your summer holidays, are they getting a little bit out of hand? A bit too much work? Too many logistics?
Cocky. I got cocky.
You got cocky. Okay, well, talk us through the cockiness.
The first 3 weeks were fine.
Yeah.
Actually, the first 3 weeks, I... About 4 days ago, I said to Rose, I don't know what all the fuss is about with these summer holidays.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, isn't it?
Fucking hell. Fucking hell, it's been a bad week.
It just says no routine at all, is there?
No, so Tuesday was a bad one, Rob. Tuesday was when it all went wrong. It's no one's fault but my own.
What happened Tuesday?
Do you have the Apple calendar on your phone? Is that how you look at your calendar?
iCal. Yes, I have iCal.
And it'll have a dot on the days when you're busy and a dot on the days when you're not busy.
Yeah. Well, this shows how busy I am. There's always been a dot. I just thought it was a dot. I just thought it always had a dot. My next dotless. Do you want to know what my next dotless is?
Yep.
21st of December.
Fucking naught. How?
I don't know.
How are your Saturdays all dots?
In my defence, well, not in my defence, the reason why I may be busier is that I do have every single Arsenal fixture in there.
Right, yeah.
Which I'd argue is doesn't consume my
Saturday.
Whole day.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'd say also, my agent, sometimes she'll put keep free in my diary to give me some days off.
Yeah.
But it appears as a dot, which I find slightly stressful.
It's Keep Free does sound like a new panel show on ITV.
I'm doing Keep Free on ITV. Anyway, I had no dot on Tuesday, Rob.
Right.
No dot.
No dot Tuesday.
No dot Tuesday. Had a load of stuff I needed to catch up on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I've had some thoughts, like some ideas. I just wanted to, like, for various things that I needed to put down. I was going to have a relaxed day.
So where are the kids? You've got the youngest in nursery and then your daughter's in... Is she in a school club or something?
No.
Or has Rose got her?
Well, Rose was out in the morning.
Yeah.
And we had the nanny in on the Tuesday. Somehow I had a free day.
Right, okay.
I didn't know how this was happening, Rob. I tell you how it was happening, Rob.
Why?
Because we didn't have the nanny in on Tuesday.
No?
No. As I found out about... 9:45, 15 minutes, I just later than... I was anticipating the door opening.
So you thought, she's running a bit behind.
Yeah, I'll text
considering
her.
She's looking after both my kids all day. It's a bit much, but not here.
Because I'm having the day I've looked forward to, catching up with things and getting these ideas down on paper that I've had. Yeah. Just like pottering around with some ideas. Yeah, it's just a bit of fun. Just relaxingly, you know, reply to those few emails, et cetera, et cetera. No, Rob.
No.
Texted her. It wasn't her day at all. No. Suddenly my day changed a lot, Rob.
You've got nothing planned.
I've got nothing planned. If anyone's going to say to me, well, that's lucky, I don't think it is lucky. Because me having nothing planned was the thing I was looking forward to.
Right, okay.
What would have been lucky is if this had happened on a day when I was filming abroad. That's what would have been lucky.
Yeah. Not when you've got nothing planned.
Not when I've got nothing planned for the first time in fucking weeks.
Yeah.
And so basically took them to the city farm, Hackney City Farm.
You've been lovely there. God, you've actually spread your wings from the park.
Well, I thought, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Enjoy these magic moments. And I did. We signed up to the RSPB. Guy absolutely got me. I was in a great mood. I was thinking, you know, this is today, as I've been given it, enjoy it. Do you know what I mean?
And you've got a fun day out with your kids.
Exactly. This is joy.
Mm.
Went for lunch. It was a longer walk to the cafe than I remembered. That was getting fraught. Had to carry my son and a plastic pram that I told my daughter she wouldn't keep pushing, and I was correct in saying.
Yep. Always.
Get to the restaurant, the Italian on Broadway Market. The waitress, she did not like me.
Oh, that's an awful place to take kids for lunch.
What?
It's stressful. There's a lot of people there with...
No, there wasn't that many people,
rolled up
Rob.
Jeans and bright coloured socks having lattes.
There wasn't
lattes.
That many people, Rob. There wasn't that many people.
You sure?
Mm. We said, we'll sit inside because it was boiling outside.
Now, all the hipsters are at their family homes on the French Riviera, aren't they? Living their DOS life during the year.
I'll be honest, it's towards the family end of hipster. It wasn't very hipster. It's more of the family...
Right, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's a small piece of southeast London in East London, this place. Sit inside. I'd say the restaurant was completely empty.
Yep.
Sit down at a table. She directs me to one half of the room. Comes over. She's like, that one's reserved. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, haven't you? Literally, while we were there, no one sat in it.
Yeah, okay.
in an empty restaurant. I got moved out of a reserved table. It is weird. Got moved to another table. She brings over the menus. She obviously thinks I'm a bad dad, Rob.
Why?
Because...
She's looking in your eyes.
I look at the menu, yeah. I look at the menu, and then she goes, no, don't do that. And I looked up, and my son had one of the sharp knives in his mouth.
Oh, God.
But I literally looked away for a second at the menu.
And yeah? Was it one of them, like, you know, them like, serrated edges?
No, I mean, it's got a point on the end. Yeah, it's got a point on the end.
They
yeah.
shouldn't be out willy-nilly.
No. She takes it off him and goes, I'll go and get you the plastic cutlery.
Yeah.
Puts me right in my place.
What, she's getting it for you as well?
No, but she already thought I was a prick. Yeah. I'd sat in the wrong table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have the meal. All fine. Yeah. She walks over.
Can I guess vegetarian pizza?
I didn't eat. I had a salad.
So you did eat? I don't want to get all like Inspector Morse over this.
I ate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You had salad.
I ate.
Yeah, okay.
Might as well have not had.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
No, because I had a side salad. Why did I have a side salad? I had, you know, the rocket one with the parmesan? That's not a lunch.
That's not a lunch. No, you didn't eat, actually. You're right.
Yeah. What am I doing with my life?
Why did you do that? Why didn't you just have a nice lunch?
Because I wasn't thinking. I was under pressure. I'll be honest with you, I'd had too many pizzas recently, Rob. I'd had too many pizzas.
How was the chili oil the other night?
Well, I hadn't had this by this point.
Oh, right, okay.
At this point, I thought I've had too many pizzas. I can't deal with pizza again.
Yeah.
We were having a lovely time with the kids.
Well, Josh,
then she comes over.
This story, though, Josh, you could tell another way of like, oh, we went to the farm and we had a lovely lunch.
Yeah. All right, Rob. Yeah. Then she comes over for me to pay.
Yeah.
I go to get my phone out. While I'm getting my phone out, my children have both stood up on their seats and start getting the mirror off the wall. And they're like...
Is that the PG tips, chimps?
And she's like, don't let them take the mirror off the wall. I'm like, no. She thinks I'm the worst dad in the world. Right. Book the cab to go home because there's no parking at Hackney City Farm, so we had to get a cab there and back.
Yeah, okay. Why didn't you drive?
Because there's no parking at Hackney City Farm.
Oh, sorry. Didn't jump on the tube.
Got the bus there. The bus was such a far walk as well.
Do you know what you need in your life? Somewhere with an industrial estate and loads of parking. Treat yourself. Get down the Nugent Centre in Orpington. Park up. There's a Pret. Go Nando's if you want. There's a Five Guys. Boots, JD Sports, Marks and Sparks, Metro Bank, do the coins.
Yeah. So then I ordered the cab to get home. Then my daughter reminded me I'd said I'd buy them both a book. Yep. So I had to cancel the cab. Bought them both a book.
Yep.
Obviously, the first shop I went to only had picture books because it was an art-based bookshop. So I had to then go to a second bookshop.
Yep.
Eventually got home 2 hours after my son's nap. Got him in bed. He was out like a light. Glory be.
God, it's a busy morning.
Yeah, you're telling me, Rob. Get him down. I'm like, I'm chilled out now. Rose is coming back. Do you know what? I might do some writing this afternoon. I might catch up on those emails. I might just relax and be me while Rose looks after the kids.
He's being you replying to emails.
Well, just tidying up my life.
On your... Okay, sorry.
Anyway... Rose's sister's had a nightmare. Rose's sister's in the country with her daughter who's three. She's got to do a work call on American time.
Oh, no.
Could Rose and her mum look after her daughter? Yep, so suddenly there's three kids in the house.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Triple trouble.
So I go upstairs, I think it'll be fine. The atmosphere is, I'd say, rabid downstairs.
Right.
That spills into my daughter's room, which is next to the office.
Yep.
She then... They flood the adjoining ensuite between my room
they flood
and...
It.
Well, cover the floor in water.
Yeah.
By this point, my mind's gone. Can't concentrate on anything.
You can't be you anymore.
Can't be me anymore. Get to five. Just give up being me.
And this is your no-dot Tuesday.
This is my no-dot Tuesday, mate. This is my no-dot Tuesday. Straight into bedtime, somehow. Straight into childcare, straight into bedtime.
Yep.
By this point, I reward myself with a pizza.
That you've been avoiding, obviously.
That I've been avoiding all day.
Yeah.
I said, I deserve a pizza.
Yeah.
Put on the Wham Doc. Looking forward to that. Put on the chilli oil onto the pizza.
Oh, this is chilli oil not.
Don't get to the end of... Yeah, I thought, why not? Kill two birds with one stone. Don't get to the end of the Wham Doc, because I get the shits.
Do should we explain the chili oil to people? This, if you are new, this is a chili oil called Lee Kum Kee that I had on holiday in Greece, and it gave me an upset stomach for 2 days, and I was sweating all the time, and I was blood red. And then, so Josh ordered some to see what all the fuss was about, put it on his pizza.
It's fine to taste. You downed it all.
Yeah, and then he had the shits before George Michael died, basically, in the doc.
Well, he doesn't die in the documentary, but I had a shits before they played China. So about an hour in.
Really, that quick?
Well, I don't know.
It goes through you, doesn't it?
And then I had, like, pains in my stomach.
Yep. Yeah. You've been Lee Kum-keyed.
And chest. Went to bed, didn't sleep well because of the chili oil, felt depressed in the morning because I'd slept badly, had the shits again.
Yep.
Yesterday we had a lovely time. We went to the art exhibition at the Royal Academy, the exhibition, Joe Lycett's in there, which was fun, exciting. And then last night finished the Wham doc.
You firmed up downstairs or are you still?
Firmed up downstairs.
Lovely.
This morning, too much work.
Yeah.
Worked all afternoon, felt a bit mental, came home. Rose was having an absolute shocker. She's trying to upload a reel to her Instagram. The sound isn't working. It's different on the preview from on the normal one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to sort that out.
Nah.
It's sending her, you know those things, they can send you mental. She spent 3 hours on this reel because it's been such a disaster. And she can't fix it.
And you don't know how to work Instagram, so she's in your ear going, how do you do it? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I know Rose is stressed when she says the house is a state. That's basically her.
And it's sort of like, you're getting stressed. Yeah, and the house,
And I'll go, I'll tidy it up. That's not going to help.
No.
She has to go into bedtime, and here I am.
Lovely. And any progress on the reel? I'd quite like to see that.
Well, I said, why don't you try uploading it? Because it might just be the preview that's faulty. But she's like, but once you've done that, you've done it. It's too late.
Then you just delete it again.
Yeah, but then she's back to the... If she deletes it, she's back to the start because it's like a montage.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway, follow her at Penrose House if you want to see whether it went out.
And when you're watching the content, you'll know how sad it's made everyone at home.
And also, I went to do a job that I really wanted to do today, but I've got too much on. And when I left, I was buzzing too much. But this, you'll enjoy this, Rob.
Go on.
Because, you know, I'm not eating pizza, because I don't know. Just
you had one on Wednesday?
Yeah, and on Thursday, before the art gallery.
Yeah. But you had one Tuesday night as well?
I've had too many pizzas this week, Rob.
Yeah.
So I had...
Can I tell you my pizza story? I've got a pizza oven, right? And you have to... I connected it to the gas, that Gosney Dome thing, right? And you have to have it, get it warm, but then not too hot or it cracks the stone. So I had it really cool. And then I had no pizza in the house at all, but I had a frozen one from a supermarket, like a deep dish one.
So I
sort of defrosted it as much as I could, right? And then it got to the right temperature in the pizza oven. I thought I'll just chuck it in, see what it does to it. I have never seen anything burn something so quick. I may as well have put it onto a fucking actual fire. It was completely burnt at the top. And I've been saying to the kids, do you want to help me do it? And I immediately caught on fire. But anyway, I'm getting there.
I enjoyed it, the thought of you putting your McCain pizza into a fucking pizza oven.
Good fellas, good pizza, good times. In you get Dr. Oetker.
The first time Dr. Oetker's ever seen the inside of a pizza oven, I'll tell you that for free.
I'm going to try and frisbee one in from the other side of my garden straight in his fucking mouth. Josh, God, you had too many pizzas.
So I thought I'll have protein pancakes for breakfast, back on the good food wagon.
Okay, but healthy, yeah. What are protein pancakes in? Do you make them yourself, or are they?
Yeah, two eggs, bit of protein powder, almond milk, bit of coconut yogurt, some raspberries, which my son ate all of them, so I didn't have any raspberries.
Okay. I feel, if I was a therapist, I'd say you're showing signs of slight resentment towards your children.
No, not at all. I resent myself 100%. All my problems are self-created. I've got no resentment towards anyone else except myself. I'm an idiot.
The problem is, if you allow the mind to be in charge, the place the problem's coming from cannot be solved in the same place. You have to disassociate from your mind and just let it sit.
So I tell you my mind not sitting.
Yeah.
I got to this run-through for this thing in the office, so you have to go and do it.
Yeah.
3 hours with three producers running it through.
Yeah.
I'd eaten the protein pancakes, so I was full. So I thought, I don't need to have lunch
yet.
Beforehand. I took a bottle of Huel, but I've got Huel shame. Do you have your heel shame?
What's heel shame?
I just think it's a wankery thing to get out in the middle of a meeting, a bottle of heel.
Yeah, it's not... There's no shame, but it feels like it would be commented on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're just having that for lunch then, are you? Just a drink?
You look like you're going, oh, no, yeah, well, sorry. Look, all I did was shove it in my bag because I couldn't have any lunch.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone cares.
No one cares except me. And they had brownies and they had saurine. And I'm like, I'm not just going to eat brownies and saurine.
Saurine? Well, this run through at my nan's house.
I'd have killed for a saurine.
But you had Huel.
Well, no, I didn't. So I didn't have I didn't have anything.
Oh, you didn't even have you because you was too embarrassed.
I was just going fucking mental. And I had three teas because I was just trying to subside the hunger. By the time I got in the car, I was going mental.
Yeah, but this is manic, Josh. Why are you not eating in front of people? You're like a model in the 90s. What are you doing? I love people that literally have no shame in what people think about them. They're like gods to me. There was a bloke and I used to work with, Gary Mack. Shout out to Gary Mack, this Scouser. He used to ring up, we used to ring abroad because he would put on events and he'd ring up and be like, Bongino, in a proper full, Bongino. And he had two jacket potatoes for lunch once from the cafe.
Fuck.
And I almost gave him a round of applause. I was like, respect. Just respect that. He's just in front of everyone, two jacket potatoes, bosh. Lunch done.
No, not me.
But you've still got your Huel in your pocket.
Well, I had it as soon as I got in the car.
So have you eaten today, since you got back?
Yeah, I had a Huel in the car.
And then what did you have when you got back? Anything?
No, I had to try and start tidying the house to assuage Rose's fear that our house was a shit tip.
Right, okay.
We've got our nursery days wrong for next year. That was something I dealt with today as well.
Did you get them sorted?
Oh, that is up in the air currently, so that's added to my stresses.
Oh, it's up at the head honchos.
Oh, life. We meant to do Tuesday and Thursday, and we did Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, it's just one little swap, though. Can't be that big a deal, can it?
We'll see. In by the end of August.
Is that what they're going to tell you?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, that's a nice little couple of weeks of worry.
Yeah.
And it's like you ain't got a busy autumn, so you'll be all right, won't you?
But the worst thing is, it's 100% my fault.
Oh, and that you was in charge of that? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Anything else you want to share, Josh?
Nah.
No?
I got up and did yoga at 7 a.m. What's wrong with me?
I feel like you're manic.
I wasn't this morning. I am now.
No, at 7 a.m. you couldn't be more peaceful. Downward dog.
Do you know what I said to Rose? I feel nourished.
Really?
Do you know when I didn't feel nourished when I sat in that fucking meeting without my heel?
Yeah, but that's your own fault.
I know. Everything's my own fault today. I'm having a bad day.
That's fine. That's totally fair. We all have bad days.
Yeah.
But I think it's that juggle of when the kids are supposed to be here, there and everywhere and nothing going... It's when stuff doesn't go exactly to plan. It slightly falls down, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've had my filming cancelled at the weekend. So it's got moved to October. So I thought, well, I'll go down to Devon with my daughter. That'd be nice. See my parents, because they were going to come up... in a period when I was working a lot. So why don't I take my daughter down?
Yeah. So you've got 2 days off?
Yeah, I've got Saturday, Sunday. We'll go down Saturday morning, come back Monday morning. Yeah. Perfect. Also, Plymouth are at home to Southampton, so maybe me and my dad could go to the game. Perfect.
Lovely. Like it.
What I'll do, book the 10 a.m. train, get there at 12:30, let my daughter settle in for an hour, drive to the game with my dad. Perfect. Yeah. Text my mate who's a Southampton fan who's going to the game. What train are you getting down from London? Maybe we'll be on the same train.
Yeah.
He said 8 a.m. And I was like, that's a bit early, mate.
Oh, no, Josh.
Starting the drinking early. He goes, no, it's 12:30 kickoff.
Oh.
Plymouth are on fucking Sky. Plymouth are never on fucking Sky.
You could have watched it in your front room.
I could have watched it in my front room in London.
So now you're going to actually miss the game completely now.
I'm on a train during the kickoff.
Oh, you can't. Can you change the tickets or anything?
I can't, because I'd have to set off at 8 a.m. on a Saturday from Paddington. I'd have to get up at about 6.
You'll be doing your yoga at 2 a.m.
Anyway, I'm just having a bit of a week.
Oh, Josh.
I've had some lovely time with my kids. It's the other times that do my head in.
Well, I tell you what you do is you get down there at the weekend, right? And you let
chill out.
Your daughter have quality time with her grandparents.
Yeah.
And you, and this is not you being a bad parent or being lazy, go for a walk, have a bit of quiet and just, you need to stop and breathe And then all these little things that are firing off because you manically booked them tickets because you didn't double check the kickoff time.
Why would it be at 12:30?
I know, but Josh, you've got
We haven't kicked off at 12:30 in about 6 years.
Yeah, but Josh, you didn't eat for 9 hours because you were too embarrassed to get your heel out. You're not thinking straight. You've got to slow down, mate. You've got to relax. You're too scared to eat. Scared to eat, then you have too much chili oil and you shit yourself. You've got to slow it down. But yeah, so take the opportunity for the weekend to have a bit of chill time, quiet time. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Well, you've made me feel a bit better, actually. It's been
good.
We've had a busy day, but it's a positive busy day because we're going on holiday tomorrow.
Yeah.
So basically, we went to Greece, didn't we? And Lou broke her ankle, essentially. And then we were supposed to be going to Copenhagen for like five nights. But we managed to move, they allowed us to move the flights to December. So we're going to go when it's the Christmas markets and festive and cozy.
Lovely.
But that meant I had that time booked off still and I didn't have any work. So we booked a last minute little week holiday to Spain because we managed to cancel. We managed to cancel the hotel. For Copenhagen. So that was lovely. So we managed to move the flights for free and cancel the hotel. So it almost felt like, well, we've got our budget back now for a bit of a holiday. Let's go to Spain for a week. So we're going to Spain tomorrow at 6 a.m. However, so this is where we're at. It's 7:30 p.m. tonight on the day before we go on holiday.
Yeah.
Nothing's packed. So yesterday I came home. Lou had been out taking the kids to see Shakespeare all day.
You didn't want to go?
Nah. So, because we were supposed to be going Monday. So Lou's had loads of stuff booked in for this week to keep the kids busy. Yeah. But then we made the holiday a bit earlier. So she went to see Shakespeare and then she wanted to get her hair done. So they went there and then I came home from work a bit early, about 4 o'clock. And I thought, I'm going to get stuff sorted. Lou was getting her hair done. And then her mate came around to get her hair done. Lou was getting her hair done for fucking hours, right? And I was like, Lou, we need to start packing. But then obviously she was getting her hair done. Then I woke up this morning, today, I was up at 6. In the new house, we had some work done, but the builder was coming around at 9 to check the snagging. Mm. But also, there were some plants that were getting put in today, and they came around at 9 as well. And then all the dogs started going mad. And then I had to take, at 9, I'd take the dogs to the dog hotel. I had to take them there, then when I dropped them off, I had to take the car and drop it off at a garage because it needs to be fixed while we're away on holiday. And then I was getting picked up from there by a taxi to take me to London to do Celebs Go Dating. I did finish Celebs Go Dating, 5 hours of that, came home, got back at 6. My mum and dad have come over to look after our kids because Lou's got to go out for a night out or something with all the school mums, but she didn't want to cancel it because it's a new lot of school mums. So she's going out there tonight. Mum and dad are here. And now I'm on a podcast with you two half 9 tonight.
Oh,
still not packed, but we're going at 6 in the morning. So it feels a bit, but it's all fun stuff. So I'm not complaining, but it's a bit.
Are you going to leave anything for the morning or are you just going to go deep into the night?
No, it's going to get all done. I'd rather get it all done tonight. But on the way to the dog hotel, the new dog gets car sick, which is great. He was sick, and then the older dog, for no reason that I can tell, pissed on the sick. So now I had to try and get that sorted and cleaned before I could take it to the garage. Because you can't be like, right, mate, yeah, you know that thing you got fixing the engine? Also, there's a load of piss and sick in the boot.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so it's been a bit busy, but good. So I'm not, you know, complaining. Very lucky to be able to go away on holiday. Yeah. So I'm not complaining at all.
Can I ask you something on the subject of Copenhagen at Christmas, Rob?
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a festive issue.
Okay, go on. What's that?
So, trigger warning for listeners.
Okay, Father Christmas is this?
I wanted to ask you about something about Father Christmas.
Right, okay.
That enough of a pause?
For me, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to Lapland. UK.
UK, yep.
Love it. Loved it last year. Going again. So you might know that they send out an invitation from Father Christmas to your children to invite them to Lapland.
Yes.
Now, the main issue here is my daughter is basically under the impression that that is delivered based on who Father Christmas thinks has behaved the best.
Yes, and not people that are very good at getting in an online queue to access the website on sale day.
Exactly. In the same way that Michael Evis gives Glastonbury tickets to the people he likes the best.
Yes. So are you saying that this is depriving you of some like, you know, compliments on your
online queuing. No, I'm not saying I want more credit. Right, okay. I'm saying I heard her saying to her friend.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not her fault. She was just saying, maybe this year you'll get the call up, basically.
Oh, it's a pressure play on the parents. I don't like
Rob,
it. Go on.
Rob, they haven't got the call up. His friends haven't got the call up. She's got the call up. She hasn't had the call up yet, but she's getting the call up.
So, oh, right. So now this has forced your friends to...
No, I did. The parents didn't hear it. I just heard her saying it to her friend. Last year, I was such a good girl that I got the call up.
Oh, no.
Maybe this year, it'll be you.
Oh, no, this is... Yeah, so this is a trigger. So they know they get the invite, but I don't think my kids... I'm just going to tell them I booked it. I'm just going to go, yeah, you could just pay to go there if you want. He's got to get money in for the present somehow. I think that's a better way of doing it.
But it's too late now, isn't it? I don't even know who told her this. I think she's just joined things together from what she's heard about Father Christmas generally.
Why don't you just say he's had a slight sort of ethos reform? And he's
tough
now
financial times.
Because of the cost of living, yeah. because he live, he's yeah. having to just basically charge people now.
Yeah,
and
okay, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That is the whole thing with Father Christmas. That's why we try to with the presents. They get one big one for that looks like a big. It hasn't always been the most expensive one, and then other presents from the mum and dad. So that it's just one rather than like you got lots because you've been good girl. Oh, it's horrible, isn't it, when you look dig down into it?
Also, yeah. I think she's not far off getting the big news about the big FC.
Really? She's still so young. She's only
five. She's got friends at school with older siblings. She's already had them tell her and she's shot them down. It's only a matter of time.
She's falling in with a bad crowd.
She's falling in with a bad crowd, Rob.
Yeah, but they're all like free and easy, loose, cool parents, your lot, aren't they? They're a bit more traditional down in Bromley. Well, like, I could imagine a mum would confront a 9-year-old and going, got a little opinion, have you, on Christmas? Do you want to tell me before you tell my fucking daughter?
My friend, who's one of the parents, put up on Instagram, she's a journalist, and so she records her interviews and then gets them, like, transcribed by the computer.
Yeah.
Like, it just plays it in and it'll transcribe it. And it starts, because it's summer holidays, her interview starts with a transcription of her telling her daughter to turn Paw Patrol off.
Oh God, I lost the plot last night. I was trying to put my daughter to bed, and my eldest went, I'm not going to bed because there's a fly in here. I went, all right, where is it? So if there is a fly, I will try and get it. I'm not just going to let a fly buzz. You know, it's annoying, isn't it? And she's too small to reach the ceiling or whatever. And I was like, yeah, all right, and where is it then? She went, I don't know. I went, well, I can't get an invisible fly. It's not invisible. Well, it might as well be because I can't see it. But if there's no fly, I can't get it. She went, yeah, I'm not going to sleep. I went, all right, then lay there then. She went, what? I went, lay there awake all night. She went, what? I went, yeah, if you want. She literally didn't know what to do. I was like, look, do you want to not go to bed because there's a fly apparently in here that I can't see and can't get it, and you're going to lie there awake all night? off you go. Yeah. And I just left the room.
Not Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, come in with some chopsticks and a dream. Anyway, should I do some correspondence? We haven't done any for ages.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Oh, by the way, I feel so much better for this.
Well, you're not around your kids, are you now? You can be a bit of me time for you.
I do you know when I know I'm manic?
I mean, yep, go on.
I got in the car back from this job where I hadn't drunk the Huel due to my worries about the connotations of drinking Huel.
Yes, yes.
I started reading.
Why are you reading? Look, just rest.
Because if I look at my phone, that's just more straight. You just... I don't read. Relax. No?
No, I get cars. I listen to Michael Seely and do a hypnosis thing.
Here we go.
Where he just basically lulls you into... And you're not really asleep, but you're not really awake.
Hell. Calm down, Buddha. This is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. Honestly, Michael Seely's brilliant, because when I got picked up after dropping my car off, I put that on and I got about 45 minutes and I felt like a new man.
Oh, maybe I should have done that.
Try Mark. What book was you reading?
I was reading a book called The Right Stuff about what it's like to be an astronaut in the American space program.
I think your brain's got too much stuff in it. What have you found out about the astronauts?
It's really interesting, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Just the amount... It's rubbish being a pilot back in the day.
Right.
The amount of them that just got killed in testing was unbelievable.
Well, they just starved to death too embarrassed to eat a sandwich in front of the guys.
But anyway,
yeah.
they get called up. The first Americans in, that were putting them... It doesn't matter. Right, let's do some correspondence. Doesn't matter. Read the book. Or Tom Wolfe. The right stuff. Okay. Right. He doesn't need me to recommend it. He's dead.
Okay. Right. This is from asking which generation you're from, Josh. Because I'm saying, I think we're both millennials. But
yes.
New millennials, like the first millennials. So we're old millennials. Dear Rob and Josh, just finished listening to a podcast. I wanted to drop a message on the conversation of generation groups. You're right in thinking we shouldn't be grouped in with the crazy millennials. There's actually a sub-generation of people like us born from 77 to 83.
That's me, but that's not you.
Called Xennials.
Xennials.
We are categorised as having an analogue childhood and digital young adulthood.
Yes.
So that's what you are. Thought you might find it interesting. Keep doing what you're doing. It makes my week just a bit better getting to listen to your shenanigans. Yeah. You're an Xennial, mate.
I'm an Xennial.
When was you born? 83?
Everything falls into place. Yeah, 83.
There you go. Beach valuables tip, Josh. You know who's worried about your watch on holiday?
Oh, I got an absurd beach valuable tip earlier.
Go on.
I got a DM on Instagram. So they said, put it in a nappy.
Yes, no one... that's the one I've
is
got
that
here.
This?
I have a solution to Joss and his stiff neck watch when he's on the beach. The best place to hide belongings is inside a nappy. Roll it up like a dirty nappy. No one is taking that.
No, but they'll just take the bag. They don't read through the bag and go, I'll get rid of the nappy.
Yeah, but leave a nappy inside a bag, but rolled up, like on the towel. Because then they'll take the actual bag with that
would look like you'd have... but Rob, then the waiter comes past and he goes... The waiter comes past, he goes, I'm clearing up. I will get rid of that. The guy that's clearing up the beach goes, oh, look, someone's left their towel and a nappy. I'll get rid of the nappy. Suddenly you're going to them and going,
stay at a 7-star hotel. They're not picking up used nappies, mate. No one. That is a parent job. No one is getting anyone to pick up a used
nappy. You leave your stiff neck watch, their words, not mine, in a fucking nappy. Also... where's my nappy? I'm on holiday without my kids.
True, that would be weird.
Yeah.
We've got another one about you struggling to walk on the sand because it's hot. This is not a great day for Josh, is it?
Because I'm doing the fucking packing.
The funny thing is that... Then, you know, obviously, like, you've spoken before about getting a bit overwhelmed and being busy, but these are now just helpful, like, you just surviving physically as well as... After listening to your episode about Josh burning his feet in Ibiza, here's a tip I use abroad. Wear trainer socks when you get to the sea, take them off, put them in your pocket, then put them back on when you get out. What? This works especially well at water parks instead of wearing flip-flops and having to leave them at the top of the rides. Regards,
oh,
Ginger Dave. No, you got little trainer socks, all soggy and sandy.
You'd look weird, wouldn't you?
Ginger Dave, the train driver. I think you're a bit weird, mate. That'd be weirder than just having hot feet, wouldn't it?
Weirder than putting your watch in a nappy while someone watches you put your watch in a fucking nappy and then steals it.
Right, here we go. Here's one boomer and then we'll do small business, yeah? Here we go. Hi, Rob and Josh. In the mid-70s, my mum brought a strange purple vegetable which none of us had ever seen before, an aubergine. I was about 8 years old at the time and stood as my mum chopped up this strange thing by the sink. She walked away from the sink and I stood there looking at these curious little cubes and couldn't resist picking one up and eating it. At this exact moment, my dad walked into the kitchen and seeing me eating the vegetable, told me very matter-of-factly that aubergine was poisonous. And there was no cure.
Oh my god.
I spent the next hour packing a little case I used to have and walking around the house saying goodbye to everything.
What?
I sat down on the sofa waiting for the inevitable end. That is horrific.
Oh my god, that is bleak.
You'd think that my dad might have let me in on the truth after a minute or two, but he got distracted and forgot what he'd done. This went on for 2 hours.
Oh my god.
Boomer parent is finest. All the best, Nick from Littlehampton. This petrifies me because a little throwaway comment.
Yeah.
Well, like, they're poisonous, actually. Ooh, little wink. But if the kid don't see the wink, Nick from Littlehampton sat there with his little bag. Also, as well, if your kid's eating vegetables, at least encourage them.
You don't need to pack a bag if you're going to die.
Well, I don't think you should criticise the 8-year-old for how they thought at the time it was best to pass away.
Yeah, fair enough. Good point.
Right, do you want small business?
Yeah.
All right, lads, the wife and I started a new business venture hiring out soft play and bouncy castles for kids' birthdays, christenings, weddings, etc. The company is called The Little Ones Soft Play Co, and you can find us on Instagram under at The Little Ones Soft Play Co, and on Facebook under The Little Ones Soft Play Co. You can also email us on, you guessed it, littleonessoftplayco@gmail.com. We have a range of different packages and different prices and are looking to add more equipment in the near future if and when we secure more bookings. We are based in Manchester and can cover surrounding areas. Love the pod. Come to watch a live show in Manchester, which was brilliant. Keep up the good work. There you go. The Little Ones Soft Play Co. Fill your boots.
Hi, Rob and Josh. Even though I don't have kids, I love the podcast, so thank you for keeping me entertained during lockdown. I was wondering if you'd shout out my mum's small business. My mum, Fiona, and her partner, Roberto, have a street food pizza business. Oh, I don't need a pizza, mate. Street food pizza business called the Gorilla Kitchen, based in West Sussex, around Worthing, Brighton, specifically. They take great pride in sourcing amazing, authentic ingredients. Their pizzas truly are the best. If you're ever touring down south, they'd love for you to come and try a pizza. Social media and website below. Instagram, the_gorilla_kitchen. Website, thegorillakitchen.com. Thanks again, Ellie.
Right, I'll see you soon, Josh.
Bye.
It's me, Alan. There's no place like London's Hackney Empire this September, or so I'm told. With shows from three of the UK's top comedians. Join team captain of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, John Richardson. Recent I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here star Sean Walsh. And me, Alan Carr. We're all visiting Hackney Empire this September with our critically acclaimed tour shows. Ooh, la-di-da. Tickets available from hackneyempire.co.uk. See you there, my loves.